from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech Wednesday in Reno, Nevada, saying it is time to heal the wounds that divide us. In remarks delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, Trump said we are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. Instead, he said we are defined by our shared humanity, by our citizenship and this magnificent nation, and by the love that fills our hearts. His remarks happened one day after he used divisive speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the news media again for its coverage of his response to deadly violence at a recent protest organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Officials in the Dutch port city of Rotterdam canceled a performance by the American rock group A La Los following a tip from Spanish police that a terror attack may have been imminent. Rotterdam's mayor said at a hastily arranged news conference that police were questioning the driver of a van loaded with gas tanks that was found near where the concert was to take place. The vehicle was registered in Spain. The concert organizer said on Twitter that the concert venue, a former grain silo, was evacuated. The decision to cancel the event was made less than an hour before doors were to open to the public. Dutch television images showed officers wearing body armor escorting a group believed to be members of the band. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The United Nations human rights chief is urging the Iraqi government to provide help to thousands of women and girls who have been raped and sexually abused by Islamic State fighters. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's Office in Geneva.
A report by the UN Human Rights Office and UN Assistance Mission in Iraq describes the horrific forms of sexual violence inflicted by Islamic State fighters upon women and girls, particularly those from the Yazidi and other minority communities. Human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says violations committed by IS, also known as ISIL, include rape and sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, slavery, and forced religious conversion.
UN High Commissioner Zedrad al-Hussein has said that the physical, mental, and emotional injuries inflicted by ISIL are almost beyond comprehension, and that if victims are to rebuild their lives and those of their children, they need both justice and redress.
Throssell tells VOA it is not possible to know exactly how many women and girls have been subjected to this abuse. But she says data from the Yazidi community shows widespread sexual violence by IS running into the thousands. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The rights group Amnesty International says thousands of civilians are trapped in the northern Syrian town of Raqqa, in what it calls a, quote, deadly labyrinth in the line of fire from all sides, coalition forces as well as Islamic State fighters. Amnesty released a report saying hundreds of civilians have been killed or injured since June when an offensive began to recapture the IS stronghold. The United Nations said as many as 50,000 displaced persons may be in Raqqa, many sheltering in the city center or other areas controlled by IS, where they may be used as human shields by the terrorist fighters. Hillary Clinton considered telling Donald Trump to, quote, back up, you creep, as the then-Republican presidential nominee hovered around her during a presidential debate in October 2016. In her book, she said she wondered if she should have responded more aggressively. She said, I wonder, though, whether I should have chosen to option B, I may have overlearned the lesson of staying calm, biting my tongue, and digging my fingernails into a clenched fist. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.